would you mind if I came in for a moment? Please, my car died some miles back. I thought I could find some help, but then this storm. All the roads are flooded. I can't get to town, and I can't get back to my car. Perhaps even I could just wait on the porch until it passes. Oh, thank you. That's very kind of you. Thank you. It's pretty crazy weather out there. It wasn't in the forecast at all. Oh, day would be absolutely lovely. If you're sure it's not any trouble. Thank you. Very kind of you to invite me in. I know most folks wouldn't bring a stranger into their house. Not that I would blame them, you know. You have to be careful, especially these days. You just don't ever really know about a person. But you don't have anything to worry about from me. I'll be gone as soon as it stops raining. If you have a landline, I would love to use it to call a tow when this clears. I don't think I've had cell reception for the past 50 miles. Oh, yeah, I'm taking a bit of a trip. Nothing crazy. I had some work in the area and decided to take the scenic route. I'm a journalist. Travel journalism, mostly. I'm doing a piece on the charms of visiting these older, remote towns. Advocating a simpler getaway than those expensive, high-class trips that seem to be all the rage. Perhaps I could even ask you a few questions about your experience living in an area like this, and what sort of benefits it brings you. What you'd like to share and want people to know about your home. Yeah? Lovely. Let me just get... There we go. Let's start with how long you've lived here, and what you enjoy most about it. Well, that's marvelous. Yes. Yes. What was it that finally drove you to living out in the country, as opposed to your old suburban lifestyle? That's so very true, isn't it? Yeah, I can definitely relate on that one. Would you want to encourage people to get out and see more of the countryside and exploring these remote places? Yes, I can definitely understand where you're coming from, and I totally agree. There are numerous benefits to these more nature-driven experiences. Right, right. Just another question for you. Do you know anything about the disappearance of a couple in summer of last year? Oh well, I'm just asking because they were last seen heading north from Brixdale and were planning on staying in a town a few miles up the road. But they never made it to their check-in. I thought perhaps as a local, you might have heard some rumors that the reports didn't mention. Well, what about the fall before that? A woman missing on the same stretch of road on the way to visit her family for the holidays. Her name was Missy Davis. Perhaps a picture of her to jog your memory. How about Robert Stanhope? Does he look familiar to you? Or here, Jenny Irving. Do you recognize her? This house had no record of occupancy for over 20 years, and in the last 7 since you've lived here, 5 people have been reported missing, with all of their last known locations within 50 miles of this property. Law enforcement mainly focused their efforts on neighboring towns, coming up with nothing but excuses and unanswered questions. But I believe that you have some of those answers. I believe that you know what happened. I believe you're the reason they're missing. And I believe that ever since I've shown up on your doorstep, you've been planning to do the same to me. But that recorder has backed up everything we've said here to a computer far, far away. With all of the information I have that implicates you in these crimes. Should anything happen to me, that information gets sent out to every journalist and every police department this side of the country. But I'm willing to make a deal. I know what you are. And I know what you've done. And I need your help. I can't control the transformation.